Mark Simone on the voice of New York, 710 WOR.
Well, no rain, no snow today. Freezing cold. It's that week now and the next week where these tourists are everywhere. You can't even get down the sidewalk in Midtown Manhattan. January 2nd, greatest day of the year. They're all gone. We get our city back. Everything's 90% off. That's my holiday, January 2nd. Lots to get to. We'll get to this impeachment light. The debate. We'll get to the IG. We'll get to Michael Cohen. We'll get to... what's his name, the Yankee pitcher?
Garrett Cole.
Garrett Cole. Biggest contract, I think, ever for a pitcher. Right, yeah. We'll get to that. We'll get to CNN plunging and more. Coming up, we'll get to Jeffrey Epstein. So this is, what would you call this today? It's a hearing. It's a debate on the articles of impeachment, on whether to go ahead and actually file them.
Well, it's kind of a debate. It's kind of limited.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell this is. You know what it is? It's a bunch of ugly people like Jerry Nadler who can never get on television, and they know whatever they do right now, it's on television. So they'll have a hearing about a hearing about a hearing about a vote about a hearing. They just want to be on television.
Did you see what he just said? He made an amendment to the articles.
What was that?
He changed the article from reading President Donald J. Trump to President Donald John Trump.
Well, there you go. See, and then you say, you know, hey, they're not getting anything done from me. They're not working. Well, there you go.
They didn't have a vote on that.
You know, now I want you to think about this. You cannot get that pothole filled in front of your house. You know, you drive to work every day, and there's this pothole you have to swear every day. They can't get that fixed. But this, they got fixed in a second. This was emergency legislation to change that.
That's crazy.
I don't think these people, they're so stuck inside the bubble. I don't think they realize what normal people think about. They just, again, people drive to work every day and there's the same pothole that's never fixed. They're part of the road that's never... This is what bothers people more than anything. They're not worried about this other stuff. You know, you could argue it was inappropriate. You could maybe argue that. That's about it. It's not illegal. It's not impeachable. Maybe. Just maybe it was inappropriate. Even that's a tough argument because... it is the job of the president to make sure it's actually in the rules and the regulations and the laws. You cannot give out foreign aid until you're sure all corruption is cleaned up in the country. So he asked them to look into the election tampering. We know that happened. Two people have already been arrested for it in the Ukraine. And we know that Biden was put in charge of the Ukraine. And it seemed that during the period he was in charge of Ukraine, an arrangement was made for millions to flow to his family for no work at all. So maybe you could say, it's 2 years ago, 3 years ago, let it go. But, or maybe you should look into it, see what the hell happened over there.
The other thing, too, the conversation didn't seem too threatening.
No, it wasn't threatening at all. And then there were two further, after that, two more conversations where there was no mention of it. Nobody mentioned it. But again, if you're looking to clean up corruption... You know, Democrats are too quick to act like, you know, they're trying to smear Joe Biden. Well, what does that mean? That means they would have found some real dirt. You know, if they say you can't try to take out your political rival, they're admitting there would have been some real dirt. Rudy Giuliani is back. He's going to make a presentation to the Attorney General and to some Republicans in the Senate. It could be tomorrow. It could be next week. But apparently he's found stuff. He will lay out the investigation of Joe Biden and Hunter Biden is probably complete by Rudy Giuliani.
Ooh, baby.
I think he will lay out that there was absolutely no work at any time done by Hunter Biden. He never came near this company. He never did anything as far as work. It was just a payoff, and it was an exchange for influence.
No wrongdoing was found, though, Mark.
Well, you can't say that. You could say that, but it's only because no investigation was done. Now it's done. And I don't know if it's, I don't think it's illegal for a company to give you a no-show job. I mean, it's not a public company. It's not a government company. You know, maybe the government can't do that. But for a private company to say, we'll give you $83,000 a month just to give it to you for nothing.
But then your father steps in as vice president of the United States and stops an investigation of the company.
Yeah. Now, that doesn't mean there was wrongdoing by Hunter Biden. It just means... they were protecting this company because if anything happened to it, they wouldn't pay the $83,000 a month. So it looks pretty corrupt. I don't know how you argue that that's as clean as a whistle. You could argue that, well, maybe Joe Biden didn't change U.S. policy for them, or who knows? But it certainly needs looking at. So the investigation was justified. You could argue it's inappropriate to bring it up in that call, but it's not. It's done all the time. Now, here's the problem. When this goes to the Senate for an actual impeachment hearing, trial, whatever, there's a couple of ways you could handle this. There's a little debate here. Mitch McConnell and others are willing to do a trial, and the president wants a trial. He wants to send witnesses, lots of witnesses. He wants to put on a defense, tell people what really happened. That could take a couple of weeks. Lindsey Graham wants to do the opposite. He wants to just have a quick vote, dismiss the charges, no trial, no witnesses, maybe a little debate, day or two, and then throw it out, just acquit him. What do you think? Lindsey Graham's probably right. It's probably better.
Well, yeah, although then the president, I mean, he's been forced to prove his innocence here.
Yeah.
So from his standpoint, I mean, you can still argue he's guilty. He just that his Republican buddies are protecting him. I mean, but if he were able,
that'll happen either way.
Well, but if he were able to present a defense, look, I didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah, but you know, when they present the defense,
it can be dangerous.
Not just that, fake news misinterpreted. Look at this IG report who came out. It was very damning to Comey and everybody. But the way fake news reports it is nothing wrong, nothing wrong, nothing wrong. They said it was the investigation was justified. That's not what he said. You could pick that line out of there, that the investigation was justified, but you're leaving out the other part where he said the only reason it was justified is the FBI has preposterously low standards on how anything could be justified. The bar is set so low that anything would be justified, and he recommends in there that they change this policy and fix it because it wasn't really justified. It was technically under their rules, but he said the rules need to be changed because that shouldn't have been justified.
I think that bar should be pretty high if you want to investigate the President of the United States.
Yeah, so in that case, it was okay for the Obama administration to investigate their opponent, but this is exactly what they're going after Trump for. So the decision has to be made between the two factions in the Senate. Do a real trial with witnesses over a couple of weeks, or do a couple of days, quick, acquit him, dismiss it. Now, they know about this in the House. So some House members are saying that Pelosi must go to Mitch McConnell and arrange ahead of time the deal. What's going to happen? Will it be a full trial? Will it be an acquittal? Some of these people want a deal made before they even hand it over. That might be why they're stalling right now for a couple of days, waiting for this deal to take place.
What kind of deal?
Mitch McConnell is actually in charge over there, and if he says, I'll talk to everybody, I'll make sure you get a full trial. I think that's what they're looking for. But McConnell may refuse to make that deal with them. So,
you think the Democrats want the full trial?
Yeah. They want the full trial. Yeah, they want this to go for weeks. Now, to most Americans, they just want that pothole fixed on the way to work. They just want things done. They just want the country running. They don't care about any of this. It doesn't make any sense. So, anyway, that IG report, that was one of the greatest fake news spins ever. It wasn't no bias, no anything. what he pointed out was there were people that he saw had tremendous bias. You saw the texts that we've all seen. He said, but there were people with no bias who were also involved in the process. But he makes it clear. Carter Page was framed. Carter Page will be a very wealthy man by the end of next year after the lawsuits. The framing of Carter Page led to the framing of Papadopoulos. And maybe General Flynn will be a rich man after all of this because he got tangled up through all of this. So we'll see what happens. If you go to my Twitter, there's a picture. This is a very funny picture. It shows you the Elizabeth Warren's rally and Trump's rally. And the caption says, see if you can spot the difference. You have to see the picture. It's Trump. These are both last week. This is Trump in a stadium with like 25,000 people. Warren is at a bowling alley with looks like about 20 people. And in front of her, she couldn't fill the seats. So you got to wonder, how could anybody think that the president is not going to win by a landslide? If you just look at that, who turns out to see these candidates? Biden, the same thing. He gets 20 people, 25 people. If they really work hard, they'll get 50 people there. How did you think he could win when that's what's going on?
He hasn't energized the voters, apparently.
Look at the president with these 25, 30,000. It's not like he's appearing at the Coliseum in Los Angeles or Madison Square Garden. He's picking these weird places like Erie, Pennsylvania. I mean, really small places. And he can still get 25,000 people.
It's amazing. Well, he puts on a good show, though.
Yeah, but it's not like he's in Miami at the convention center. He's in, like, Lachlan, Florida for some place where 25,000 people lined up.
See, but he comes as, I think, an entertainer as opposed to just a politician.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But people don't wait in line for 6 hours, 7 hours just for entertainment. That's because they really love the guy. If it was just the entertainment, they'd watch it on YouTube. They'd watch it on TV. But you can't have that kind of momentum.
You mean you're standing 2 hours to listen to wait to hear Elizabeth Warren?
Yeah, nobody. Nobody. When you see those 25 people there, it's really 12. They had to go out in the street and drag some people in. So that tells you everything about what's going to happen coming up. So, hey, and this is why he's the greatest politician ever in history. Now, look at that Greta Thunberg. What's her name?
Thunberg.
Thunberg, whatever the hell her name is. And she gets this fake Time Magazine Person of the Year, stupid award. And everybody's on Twitter going, congratulations, Greta Thunberg. Congratulations. Congratulations. Look at Trump. So ridiculous. Greta must work on her anger management problem. Go to a good old-fashioned movie with a friend. Chill, Greta, chill.
Very presidential, as usual.
You got to admit, that's the greatest politician ever. This is what you want out of a politician. Say what you really think.
Oh, my gosh.
You see that Howard Stern interview with Hillary Clinton?
Yeah.
These are the two biggest phonies ever on earth, Howard Stern and Hillary Clinton. And, she's, how do you feel? Well, I felt badly. I thought that I'd let the country down. And she's talking like that. If she were like Trump, she'd say the truth. This bastard, how the hell did he win? This guy's the lowest, worst guy in the world. You know, it's like Nancy Pelosi the other day. Do you hate Donald Trump? I don't hate anybody. Yeah. You want a real person like Donald Trump. He would have said, hate. I get Stan. He's scum. I hate him.
Yes, he doesn't hold anything back.
Now, fake news spins everything. Yesterday or the day before at the rally, he was talking about being framed by these Strzok, Page, McCabe, cabal, and he said these scum at the FBI. And then, of course, CNN and MSNBC reporting all day, he called the FBI scum. He called the fine men and women of the FBI scum. No, he didn't. He called these five guys, men and women, the Comey cabal up there on the fourth floor. That's who he was talking about. So, speaking of which, CNN... Remember we told you they have set a new record for low ratings, lowest in years? Well, in the last week, they've dropped double digits again.
Oh, my.
That's during impeachment week. So this is not good. And this tells you that even crazy left-wingers are getting bored with this. They can see it's not going to end well for them, and they're just getting bored with it. They don't want to watch it anymore.
I mean, it's like a movie. You know it's how it's going to end, right?
Yeah, I think the difference is, as much as you might hate MSNBC, they're very bright people. Even if you hate them, Rachel Maddow, Lawrence O'Donnell, he's completely nuts. Chris Matthews, they're very bright and very articulate. But when you watch CNN, they're not that bright. This Don Lemon has got an IQ like 85, 90 maybe. Chris Cuomo, maybe 95, 100. They're not the brightest people in the world. So I think that's the difference. MSNBC, for the crazy left-wingers, doing much better than CNN right now. We'll get to Jeffrey Epstein. How do you say her name? Ghislaine
Maxwell, yeah.
Ghislaine, whatever the hell her name is.
You know her?
I just sort of know her. I barely know her. I know people that are so close to her. They've known her. They've been close to her for 20 years. So I called each one of them. How do you say her name? They didn't know. They're not sure if it's Ghislaine, Ghislaine, whatever the hell. It's either Ghislaine or Ghislaine. That's the best I can find out. So you see what she looks like, right?
Yeah.
It's okay.
All right, yeah.
No great beauty, but she's,
Okay.
Okay looking. So they're now reporting that Epstein had a painting done of her, a huge painting, in the party room. You know, in your party room where all your guests are, so you put your best painting. It's Ghislaine, an enormous painting of her with her legs, naked with her legs spread open.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, if you were a porn company and you had Ghislaine naked, I think you'd probably be in bankruptcy in about a week. I don't think you'd do that well with that. So this is one sick guy. Also, they report as they walk around his house, a lot of pictures. He loves pictures of him with celebrities, his buddies. Of course, there's a lot of Clinton pictures. There's a lot of Prince Andrew pictures. But they noticed there were a lot of John Travolta pictures.
Really?
Yeah. What the hell's going on with this guy? I don't know what that's all about. I don't know.
That's a strange
I'm
guy.
I'm editing myself here. Yeah. So, I don't know what that's all about. Keep an eye on that situation. Hey, check out the webpage. There's some great stuff up there. It's Frank Sinatra's birthday today.
Really?
Yes, big birthday party at Patsy's today. It's Frank Sinatra's birthday. So in honor of that, take a look. There's some great Sinatra video up on the webpage. Also, what's the real Nancy Pelosi like behind the scenes? Watch Kellyanne Conway reveal the real Nancy Pelosi. It's not good. And, oh, watch this. Here's the Democrats starring in the new Martin Scorsese movie, Badfellas. Take a look at this. It's all up on the webpage. Go to 710WOR.com/Mark. 710WOR.com/Mark.
Listen to what you missed whenever you want. It's Mark Simone on demand. Catch his podcasts at 710WOR.com/Mark.
Mr. New York, Mark Simone.
On 710WOR.
Hey, we'll take some calls. 800-321-0710 is the number. You know, we got a big problem here in New York State. This is a huge problem. You had the legislature up there divided. One house was Democrat, one house was Republican. But it was good. Checks and balances. Now, the whole thing is Democratic. The House, the Senate, everything in Albany, the governor, everything is Democratic. So they do whatever the hell they want. And that's why they got this terrible thing passed. It starts in January. We're going to just start releasing prisoners. Thousands of prisoners just be released out into the street. No bail. They won't be held in Rikers. They're just going to, and many police officials, top police officials, off the record, privately whispering to me that this is going to be a disaster, a total disaster. All these criminals being let loose. That's problem number one. Now, look at this. If you had some Republicans, if you had some balance, you wouldn't be able to get away with this. Hudson River tolls. What's that? Holland Tunnel, Lincoln Tunnel, George Washington Bridge. I think that counts some other bridges, too. Like, I don't know, that Henry Hudson Bridge. Anyway, it's Hudson River tolls are going to go up 60%, 60% increase, Hudson River tolls. They're already preposterously high. They're already astronomical. And this is what you're facing right now. This is what you're dealing with. Governor Cuomo staged the press is calling it a totally theatrical event, where he and his people ripped into the whatever the board is, the Port Authority Board, for this increase, screamed at them, told them off, said they were outraged. Now, this was just for the public. Now, as the Post is pointing out in other papers, Governor Cuomo controls that board. It's his board. So they staged this theatrical event where he looked like he was mad at them for this 60% increase. So it looks like it's not him, but it's him. It's him. It's all of them. It's these Democrats. Look how high the tolls are now on these bridges. 60% increase. This is unbelievable. Anyway, let's go to Vincent in Brooklyn. Vincent, this is the kind of thing you guys would do.
Nah, unfortunately, this is the reason why people are leaving New York and the cost of living is so expensive here. Mark, what I wanted to talk about was the great job Donald Trump did at his rally in Hershey, Pennsylvania, zinging Lisa Page and Peter Strzok. Every time he was feigning Lisa Page or Peter Strzok having an orgasm, probably Peter Strzok's wife called up her divorce lawyer and said, I want $5,000 more money. No, I want with every zinger, you got to love it. The poor woman was probably, wanted to hide under a rock, but she probably had a cell phone and called up her lawyer and said, no, you got to get me more money. You got to squeeze high. You got to do what Vince's people do to people. You got to squeeze them like a used rag. You got to love him, how he was fading and orgasm. Peter, please, Lisa. You gotta love it.
Well, you got that now pretty good. Yeah, you gotta admit, there's no other president who could do orgasm impressions in public. Can you imagine George Bush Sr. doing that?
None of them. None of them.
Or Nixon doing that in public.
None of them. He's right in his venue. I mean, definitely, Donald Trump could have easily been a top stand-up comic. You know, there's no doubt about it, but every time he kept on zinging Peter Strzok the other night, I guarantee that his poor wife is hiding under a rock somewhere.
Yeah, no. As we pointed out yesterday, everything he does is strategic. The reason he was playing up that, Lisa, I love you more than anything, anyone ever, that was to...
She's crooked.
Well, that was to screw up his marriage. That was to get to his wife, to let her really, really answer.
Exactly. I mean, I will want to be in his shoes right now. Also, all of these guys, when they finally get caught by John Durham and they go to the joint, hopefully, they're going to all have to go in special lockup because you can't put these people in with the general populace. They'll get killed in a week because people there, these people like him, I'm not going to use Donald Trump's expression for them, but that's what they are.
Because we know how dainty you are. You don't like to use that type of language. So,
no, of course. Hey, I always speak like a gentleman.
Yes. Now, those guys, the joint guys, when they don't have Easy Pass, do they? Because that would keep a record of everywhere they're going.
No, they use other people's.
Oh, so it's like a throwaway phone. They got a throwaway Easy Pass.
When I drive, I don't use an Easy Pass registered under my name.
Oh.
Registered under my girlfriend's name.
Oh, good. Well, good. So she'll get framed for this crime.
You got to do what those people did it, unfortunately, at the Kosher Deli, which those people have to be condemned as a domestic terror. These black Israelites, they're a bunch of nuts. Also, Antifa. Donald Trump has to come out and designate them as a domestic terrorist because that's what they are.
Very,
even though they're homegrown, they're terrorist groups.
Very good idea. Vincent, thanks for calling. Yeah, that's people have been pushing for that. That's definitely on the second-term agenda. Antifa declared a terrorist group. Sorry, George Soros. You probably wouldn't be able to fund them anymore then. Let's go to Mike in Long Island. Hey, Mike.
Hey, what's going on? Mm-hmm. Mark, hey, listen, if you ever need a guest host, Vincent, you should consider him. He's highly entertaining.
All right.
Listen, I got a question for you. You know, watching, you know, CNN and, you know, all the coverage and everything that's going on, what would happen if the Republicans did not control the Senate? Let's just say that, you know, what would happen?
Oh, he'd be impeached. He'd be impeached.
He'd be impeached. And the American people would be able to do nothing about it. It makes no difference how we feel about it. Is that how it would just played out and nothing we could have done about it?
No, nothing you could do about it. Let me see. If you're impeached, could you run for president again? I'm not sure what the law is on that.
There's a dispute, but there's a several constitutional experts say, yes, you can.
Yeah, so he could be impeached.
Depends on how they word the impeachment.
Yeah, but if he were to be impeached and he was still eligible, Pence could appoint him vice president. That would require Senate confirmation, which he wouldn't get. But you could try that, and then he could run again if that turns out to be legal. I don't know. But he would be impeached, and they would pass the impeachment saying he put our national security at risk. And Americans would be saying to themselves, how did investigating Hunter Biden put our national security? I don't get this. Or the budget of the Ukraine is $80 billion a year. $80 billion a year. That's the budget of the Ukraine. And people might say, how would holding up $400 million put everybody's national security? How would it put our national security at risk? It wouldn't even put Ukraine's national security at risk. So, hey, Steve Moore will be with us. The stock market is way up because there's word that a China deal is about to happen. But we'll ask one of the president's chief economists next on 710 WOR. Let's get the latest news. Here's Joe Barr.
Mark Simone on 710 WOR.
Well, it is right now Steve Moore, one of the great economists in the country. Steve Moore, Art Laffer, Larry Kudlow, they put together great Trump tax plan, and they've written a great book. It's called Trumponomics. If you really want to read all about this, it's excellent. Of course, you can read Steve Moore, Heritage Foundation, all that. Steve, how you doing?
Hi, Mark. Well, I'm flying high right now. My goodness. You're looking at what's happening with the stock market today. It's up at 200 points, the Dow, an all-time high. This follows up on the blockbuster jobs report we got on Friday with the, 300,000 new jobs, counting the revisions. And then, of course, you know, the great news that Trump now has a deal with Nancy Pelosi on the U.S.-Canada-Mexico trade agreement. I mean, Mark, it just doesn't get much better than this. And, you know, all my liberal friends have been saying for the last 3 or 4 months, oh, a recession is right around the corner. I don't see one anywhere. Do you, Mark?
Well, you and I have been having this exact same conversation for 3 years now, where everybody's saying, well, it's just a bubble. Yeah. It's just going to burst at any moment. So
a sugar high. That's the other thing. Oh, it's a sugar high from the tax cuts. Well, this is a long sugar high because it's been, 2 years now, and the economy, by the way, this is almost, in a few days, it'll be the 2-year anniversary of the Trump tax cut, which, as you correctly said, Larry Kudlow and I were proud to have been part of putting that together for Donald Trump. And, I got to tell you, Mark, we had high expectations for how the tax cut could work. And you know what? The results have exceeded our expectations.
Now, you're doing a new tax plan. I assume you guys will do like a 2.0. State and local deductions. You will put that back just for New York, right? And New Jersey and Connecticut.
No. Yeah, right. Exactly. Just for you, Mark.
Yeah.
No, I mean, look, we want to get rid of deductions and loopholes, and we want to lower rates. You and I think are old Steve Forbes flat tax guys. I'd love to see no deductions in the tax code and get rid of the complexity, make it very simple, make it low rate so we have the best tax system in the world, make it, postcard return. So I don't think we're going. By the way, we doubled the standard deduction. So for the 90% of taxpayers, they're paying, less taxes, even with the elimination of or the capping of the state and local tax deduction. So, we just feel like, you look at the jobs, you look at the fact that we have no inflation in the economy, you look at the low interest rates. But, when I graduated from college, mortgage interest rates were 17-18%. Now you can get a mortgage for 3.5% interest rate. It's unbelievable.
Well, now, but here's the other problem. Because when you take away the state and local deduction, it's to force these governors to bring their tax rates down to something reasonable.
Exactly.
So they can't.
It's not working in New York.
Yeah, you've basically removed the air cover, so they can't increase the state and local tax anymore. But here's what they're doing now. They're increasing everything. The tolls. Governor Cuomo now talking about a 60% increase on tolls. What are we going to do about that?
Well, I wrote a piece, a number of months ago called The Four States of the Apocalypse. And, those states are New York, Connecticut, New Jersey, and my home state of Illinois. And these are states where taxes just keep going up and up and up, and the fees, and, they hit you coming and they hit you going. And that's going to require, the voters to revolt against the, I go up to New York all the time. I see you a lot up there when we go up and we have dinner. And I don't know how people do it. I don't know how they pay all that. Now they want to charge people to come into Manhattan.
Yeah. Look at Connecticut. This was a place that people moved for the great taxes. Now, not only are people leaving, companies are fleeing. GE, Fuji just left. Whenever a corporation pulls out, that's 300-400 houses that go on the market at once, executives' houses. Destroys the real estate market. It's destroyed the whole state of Connecticut's economy.
It really has. Things were so bad in Connecticut. Did you see recently that a number of the towns were prohibiting people from putting for sale signs in front of their home? You shouldn't laugh because it is sad. You've got some of these big mansions in Greenwich and areas like that, which, were used to be priced at $6 or $7 million. Now people are lucky if they get half that amount because by the way, every time I go to Florida or I go to Tennessee or Texas, I see New York license plates. I see Connecticut license plates. I see New Jersey license plates. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, the blue states are really being bled to death. And, nationally, I hear Elizabeth Warren and I hear Joe Biden and I hear Bernie Sanders and others saying, oh, we'll just keep raising taxes on the rich. And I said, wait a minute, look at how that's worked in the states. The states that have high tax rates, states like California and Illinois and New York and New Jersey and Connecticut, are just getting hammered. They're getting bled dry. So I think you're right, Mark. It has to start with the people of New York, the voters of New York, saying no more taxes. Let's get them low, not high. And, I love New York. I love going to Manhattan. But, boy, the taxes just make it almost impossible to do business there and to live there.
The real problem, the real underlying problem, which we'll never solve, is they always say, well, we need the money for the roads, for infrastructure. But we overpay by 10,000% for infrastructure. It's not, it's not $27 billion for this project. It's really like $300 million. But there's no way to ever fix that, is there?
No, and one of the things we found, Art Laffer and I have done some studies on this, that because you just have high costs in New York, it costs like 40-50% more to build a mile of highway in, so let's say, New York than it does in Texas or Florida because they don't have the same kinds of regulations, and it's really difficult for Now, the other thing I hear people in New York and New Jersey and Connecticut, the liberals say, well, we need all this money for the schools. And I had a piece in the Wall Street Journal this week I want to refer your listeners to. It was called, Utah is America's Rising Star. Utah is the highest rated state now economically in the country. You know, they have a 5% flat tax. They have no, worker freedom. They don't have, forced unionism. They have no estate tax. By the way, I believe Connecticut and New Jersey and New York all have death taxes.
Oh, yeah, huge death tax.
Yeah. So why would anybody who's rich ever want to spend their last years in New York or New Jersey or Connecticut? Utah is no. But here's the thing. Utah, this is going to amaze you, Mark. Utah spends less per student than virtually any other state in the country. And I think they're at the very bottom, but I'm going to keep play it safe and say that it's near the bottom, much less than New York spends. And guess what? Which state has the best schools in the country?
Utah.
I mean, isn't that amazing? Think about that. They spend less than any other state. I don't know if they're number one, but I know they're five. And so, that you all in New York keep thinking all we have to do to fix our schools is spend more and more and more money, and it just hasn't worked.
Yeah. And it doesn't go to the classroom. I hate to say it, we're out of time, but if you want to read a great book, yeah, I'm afraid so, but get the book, Trumponomics. This really goes into some details, and it's really interesting. Trumponomics by Steve Moore and Art Laffer and Larry Kudlow, and follow him on Twitter and Heritage. And Steve Moore, thanks for being with us.
Have a Merry Christmas. And Mark, the Dow Jones is now up 220 points today, an all-time high.
Thank you for that, and we'll talk to you again soon. Take care. Hey, check out the webpage. Some great stuff up there. It's Frank Sinatra's birthday. We got some Sinatra video up there you'll love. Also, what's the real Nancy Pelosi like? Watch Kellyanne Conway tell the truth about her. And watch this new movie from Martin Scorsese. It's called Badfellas. It's all up on the webpage. Go to 710WOR.com/Mark.